Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here again with Pat for week six of the NFL season. How you doing, Pat?
Doing pretty good. Week six has come fast, I would say.
Yeah. Too fast. Especially considering we might not have a season next year, depending on how things go with the...
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about that. There's a potential for no NFL and no NBA, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What would we do?
I'd
have to become a hockey fan.
A hockey, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Well, right. Maybe it'd be good for NHL. But...
All right. Well, last week on the picks, things did not go so well for us or anyone. We both had all the same picks for the NFL games. We went 5-9. But we're justified in that no one on ESPN went over 500, and a couple guys were 4-10. So it's just been that kind of year. I don't think... We really had a whole lot of good weeks anywhere, so.
No, it's the NFC especially has just been really hard.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. All right, well, let's dive right into it. Week six, we got bye weeks for the Cardinals, Bills, Panthers, and Bengals. All right, so the first game for this week is Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna take Pittsburgh. I think they're getting Big Ben back and. Cleveland's basically a glorified practice squad, so can't ask for a much better game for, to get Big Ben back into the mix of things. So I will take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, me too. Definitely a good warm-up for Big Ben getting back
into
things.
It is.
It looks like Cleveland's going to have to start Colt McCoy. So we'll see what happens there. It could be that could be a blowout. It has 34-10 written all over it, I think.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Oops, go ahead. No.
Well, I was going to say rookie quarterbacks don't fare too well. Although we made fun of Max Hall last week for the Cardinals, and he got a win. So
yeah, well, he didn't. Maybe. I watched that game. He had like three fumbles and stuff, like the crazy stuff.
More they won in spite of Max Hall than because of him.
Exactly. He had a fumble where he fumbled, and the offensive lineman picked it up and scored off it. It was the craziest play ever.
Yeah, they had no traditional offensive touchdowns.
Yeah, it was a mess. Anyway, moving on. New Orleans at Tampa Bay.
I'll take the Saints. I mean, surprisingly, this could be a close game, but I think New Orleans gets it back together after their really kind of bad loss to the Cardinals last week and gets a win over Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'll agree with you here. I think this is like a kind of a, a big – this could be a big shift. If Tampa Bay somehow wins, then we have to, probably think Tampa's legit. And maybe New Orleans is not going to, have the kind of year they did last year. But I think the Saints will pull it off. I just think at some point they got to get back moving. I don't think they can, I don't think they're going to be 5-10 or whatever after what they did last year. I think at some point they'll right the ship.
I think so, too. I mean, they're really not that much different of a team. So.
No, absolutely. All right, then Miami at Green Bay.
I took the Packers just partly because I heard today that it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I think if this game were in Miami, I'd be taking Miami. Both teams are pretty, evenly matched, I would say. And Green Bay has not looked very good lately, and that injury bug has just crushed them. But that being said, I'm still going to take them, like I said, because they're at home. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take them too. The thing about the Dolphins is they haven't been able to get the running game going, really. Like, I just looked... Ricky Williams has, 160 yards, no touchdowns. Ronnie Brown, 225 yards, one touchdown. So I think until they get the running game going, they're going to have to rely on Chad Henne, and I just don't think that'll quite work. I think they need to get back to their old game plan. So I like Green Bay this week. All right, the struggling San Diego Chargers at St. Louis.
Yeah, for a second I was leaning St. Louis's way, but I'm taking the Chargers. If the Rams hadn't got a new one ripped by the Lions last week, I think I maybe would have been more likely to take them. But Chargers are number one passing offense, and their rushing and passing defense is top 10, so really they should be a lot better than they are. But I think at some point, kind of like New Orleans, San Diego's going to get it going. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. We started thinking that St. Louis might be legit last week, and then they went out and and proved us wrong. So
yeah,
I definitely like San Diego. I think they're. I mean, like you said, the offense is looking good. Gates is having like a monster year, like no one has ever had for tight end. So and Phil Rivers too. So I think they'll roll over him. And then Mark Clayton, the wide receiver, got hurt for St. Louis, done for the year. He was having a real good start to the year. So not sure who Bradford's going to throw to now. All right, big one for me, Baltimore at New England.
I'll go Baltimore. For some reason, Patriot fans are trying to convince everyone that losing Moss isn't that big a deal. But when you're taking on, you know, probably the best, if not one of the best defenses in the league, and you lose your top receiver deep threat, I don't see how they're going to just instantly recover from that. And even if Moss was there, I would still pick Baltimore. So.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Of course, Baltimore being my team, I like what they did last week, and I think New England's defense is struggling. The thing is, the Patriots people, they're talking about, oh, you know, they won 3 Super Bowls without Moss, but that was when their defense was really good, and that's not the case any longer. So, the last couple years, they've been having to win, you know, score 30, 40 points a game to win, and I don't know if they'll be able to continue to do that without Moss.
Exactly.
All right, Kansas City at Houston.
I'm going to go with Kansas City. They've been playing well, and Houston's a bit dinged up. I don't know if Kansas City will be able to keep this up, how they're playing all year. But right now, they're looking pretty good. And, I mean, their numbers don't really line up well with their record, meaning their record is good, and their kind of rankings aren't so hot. So maybe that'll change over time. But I think I'm going to ride them one more week. So.
All right, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with Houston. I think these teams are pretty evenly matched, even with the injuries. But I like Houston at home. So, next up, Detroit at the New York Giants.
Taking New York. They seem to be getting a little bit on track. They've got Brandon Jacobs kind of back into the mix of things. He scored twice now in the last 2 weeks, and you know, got over that little tizzy or girl fight they were having, and I don't know. It seems like they're getting better. So, and Detroit, you know, had a big win last week, but that was against the Rams. So,
yeah, I think with the struggles that some of the other teams have had, you know, the Giants are looking like probably one of the favorites in the NFC, and Detroit is not. So, I'll go with the Giants as well.
All right.
Atlanta at Philadelphia.
Would be a more exciting game, I think, if Vic's status was, you know, playable. It sounds like they're going to sit him. I certainly would. I mean, sit him for the next 2 weeks, then they have the bye week. I'm going to take Atlanta. I just think they're looking really good lately. Probably, the best team in the NFC right now. And, again, Philly without Vic is not as good a team, I don't think. I mean, Cobb is definitely a good quarterback, but I will take Atlanta.
All right, I'm going to go with Philadelphia. I am just, I'm just still not a believer in Atlanta. I don't know why. I'm skeptical. The Browns hung with them for 3 quarters last week, and the Browns still the Browns. I don't know. This will be the one. If they win this one, I will have to believe in Atlanta.
But I think they'll convince you this way. I think they got that 1-2 punch at running back, and that's tough to stop. So,
well, we'll see. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I like Philadelphia. All right, Seattle at Chicago.
I'll take the Bears. I don't think they're nearly as good as their record shows, but they're a much better team than Seattle, and Seattle is even worse on the road. And you know that Bears defense is good. I mean, Urlacher and Peppers on the same defensive unit is always, you know, just fun combination to watch, and I think they'll be too much for Seattle to overcome, especially when it's in Chicago.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I think they said Jay Cutler was going to play, so even even a concussed Jay Cutler is probably better than Todd Collins. So they somehow won last week against Carolina. So I don't know what that says about Carolina, but I definitely like Chicago over Seattle, especially at home there. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
The Bay Area matchup of the weekend, Oakland at San Francisco.
Purely out of spite for San Francisco burning me in what seems like every week, I'm taking Oakland, and they'll probably lose. The Oakland will lose, but I'll take Oakland. All those bad losses I first chalked up for San Francisco just to bad luck, but now I'm starting to wonder, maybe they just can't close out and finish a game. So I'll take Oakland.
Yeah, it definitely seems like they are just – Oakland, or San Fran is just finding ways to lose, like week in, week out. But I'm going to take them over Oakland. I think they could have got a win at some point. I don't. I said that last week too. I don't think they'll go 0-16. So this is as good a chance as any against a rival from across the bay. All right, New York Jets at the Denver Broncos.
I'll take the Broncos in this game. Maybe surprising to some people, but if you watch that Monday night game, the Jets let Minnesota back into the game, and there was a Minnesota offense who in the first half could do nothing. And all of a sudden they storm back in the second half, and I just think that secondary is a little suspect, and we all know Denver just likes to throw it, and they're not going to try to establish a running game for the sake of establishing the running game, and I think they're going to throw it all over and take out the Jets this week.
Yeah, I'm going to actually agree with you. I think the Jets, you know, even though they came out with a win, they ended up winning by like two touchdowns, but it really was closer than that. They just looked they looked beatable, you know. And if Minnesota hadn't shot themselves in the foot 45 times, they probably would have come away with a win. We know with Revis with the hamstring, I don't know if he's fully healthy. They definitely struggled against some of the receivers. And Denver's receiving core, they just look, you know, like top to bottom, like they're pretty stout, you know. That
yeah, that's a solid cast
Orton
there too.
He just seems like Orton can throw to anybody and just get it done. Yeah. So I like Denver, and at home. So
yep.
All right, here's Dallas at Minnesota.
Yeah, I will take the Vikes. I think a big reason for that is it's in the dome, and you know these two teams. I mean, all the talent in the world on paper look like Super Bowl contenders, but on the field it's been anything but. And now with Favre's elbow, that's up in the air. I'm not sure. And if you're familiar with Tavares Jackson, it's not a good sign if he has to come in. But I think being in that non-torrential rain environment of the dome, unlike what they saw last week, I think Moss and the receivers will have a little room to breathe and run free on the Cowboys.
Yeah, Moss running loose in the dome. Sure, that'll bring back memories for you.
Oh, yeah. Big
time. Well, I'll take them, too. I especially like the defense. The Vikings really kept them in the game against the Jets, forcing all those field goals.
Yeah, what was it? Four field goals in the first half when the Jets had awesome field position.
Yeah, and the Jets had run like 50 plays inside Vikings territory and somehow not score a touchdown. So I like them over Dallas. And it seemed like they showed some signs of life in the second half. It's immense if that keeps up. Favre could be completely depressed now. I mean, we really have no idea what's going on inside his head.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
All right, and then Sunday night, Indianapolis at Washington.
I'll take the Colts. I saw only one stat and made up my mind, and that was Washington is 30th against the pass, and really that's all the Colts do. So I think they'll win this one just fine. So,
yes, I will agree with you. I like the Colts. You know, they've struggled this year, but you know they'll be back on track. I feel like they're kind of in the same boat as the Saints. Like maybe they're just not trying yet. I don't know.
I don't feel the urgency or what it is, but
like maybe they just want to, you know, take some games off at the beginning of the year instead of at the end of the year, you know.
And Manning looked off last week, and I don't see that happening 2 weeks in a row. So
no, I don't think they lose two in a row very often.
No.
All right, and then Monday night, Tennessee at Jacksonville.
I will choose the Titans here. I looked, the AFC South is completely knotted up. Every team is 3-2, so actually a fairly big game. Both teams, I was surprised how close their rankings were.
Yeah, I think they're basically the same team.
They are. They can run, don't pass well, defend the run, don't defend the pass. Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, Tennessee's a bit more talented, so I'll take them.
Yeah, I like the Tennessee passing game more than the Jacksonville passing game. Mike Sims-Walker's kind of struggled, so you don't really know about them. And I just never been a David Garrard fan really at all, even though he somehow made the Pro Bowl last year, which just, like, kind of made me mad. But you never know. So yeah, strange. I like Tennessee too, with the running game, and I saw some pretty good passing from Vince Young last weekend, so I will take him as well. All right, well that does it for all the games for this week. So we got 14 games because of the buys. Anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
No, I'm just going to keep my lead over you and keep on pushing to the end of the year. Right. So.
We'll see how that goes. I could make a pretty good comeback on you this week.
You could. We have a few different ones. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. See you guys next week. Also, don't forget, follow us on Twitter at The Sports Geeks. Also, not Trent Dilfer and fake Barkley.
and Favre's dong. Can't forget.
Yeah, absolutely. But thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you guys next week.